Sonny's Road, is that the same as Coffee Bad Some Yadi?
I think it is. I think they're projecting that I can control my health. Some people die of heart attacks, not me. I'm going to jog every day.
I think those people that are like
this
guy, that takes over the fight.
I never saw the proprietor of a health food store that looks healthy. They're always like, I don't know, the early days of health food stores, I'm remembering that. The proprietor was always this thin, sickly looking guy who was like the picture of poor health. Like you blow him over. Okay, Kisa Shulchan Aruch. But I have to, someone's waiting for me at 9:30, so I have to leave at 9:30 mamash. I was thinking about the etiquette that we're learning, Hilchos etiquette, food etiquette, and it really, like, there's a Musar Haskel here that Hashem wants us to take our food seriously. But Hashem's against fast food. I don't mean like, you're not against Southern fried chicken. How can you be against Southern fried chicken? But I mean, the idea of fierce food, the halachas we're learning really reflect that Hashem really wants everybody should sit down. Like, you read the Gemara, like, to us it looks like every regular meal was like a banquet. They used to come, and there was like a whole formal setting. There was a room in Brachas, a room, and there was like a single smorgasbord. Then they came to the meal, and where everybody sat, it was very like, okay, you sit here, and you sit here. Like every Friday night, you'd think my kids would figure out by now who sits where. Like, they're always fighting, who's going to sit where? That's for sure, the halacha reflects that meals were a formal affair. The whole halacha of hefsek, that if you have a certain hefsek, you have to make a new bracha. Like, you're supposed to, well, in every diet book it says you're supposed to concentrate on your food. The halacha really reflects that idea by saying that if you don't, then you could really bump up against circumstances where you have to make a new bracha. Like, it's a whole new eating. It's not a hemshek, it's not a continuation of your eating. And all the halachas that we're learning shows that eating should be somewhat more formal. The idea that a table is like a mizbeach, you have to say divrei Torah on the table. It should be more spiritual. And the whole idea of fast food, like the concept of achilas haroi, right? Hatch, plotch, snatch, you know, and you don't have family meals anymore, only Shabbos. Like, the idea of formally sitting down and it's not a good thing. That's what you see. The halacha reflects that, I think. All these halachas that we're learning. Yeah, we're in Siman Mem Beis. Chaf. Emochim b'chabura. If people are eating together as a group, the yotzuk tzas mehem, some of them left, but they had a mind to go back to their original place. If one person remained there, the meal has not ended, and therefore they're going back, so to speak, to their original meal. And it's not called an interruption in their meal. If they ate as a group, and there's one person still there, so even if they stepped out, they reassemble. They're not starting a new thing. Look out with some ozone, benching before you leave. If you're, I don't think it helps you if you're eating peiros, because peiros is never called a kvias. So it's just when you're eating pas together.
What happens if everyone gets up?
They go to a different room in the house.
Does someone have to stay sitting at the dining room table?
we saw last time, I think, that the Mishnah Berurah paskens, if you leave momentarily, it's okay. So usually that's momentarily. What? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was against it. I think I spoke out that the Mishnah Berurah says if you leave momentarily, it's okay. Chaf Aleph. This is a famous halacha. It's Nogei Ar B'Sheva Brachas. Not every, but in B'Shav's Bichas Hamotzi, when you made Hamotzi, he had in mind, he had in mind he's going to finish his meal in a different place, mamish, a different building, far away. He washes here, he makes hamotzi here, but he has in mind when he makes hamotzi, he's going to continue the meal somewhere else, and to bench there. Noah gin lahat there. He means even lachatchila. I mean, the minhag is to do that lachatchila. No, so you're talking about a scenario where he had in mind a specific place. He just ended up not going there.
A specific place, or he just knows it's going to work.
What are you asking? If he just had in mind, I'm going to go somewhere else to finish the suda. I'm not sure where yet. So that's b'di'eved. No matter where you eat more bread, you could bench, and you don't have to make a new bracha. We're talking lechatchila. You could have in mind to go to a specific place and eat there. That you can do lechatchila.
Even if seven.
You're already presenting a b'di'eved scenario where he lechatchila had in mind a specific place, then he never made it there. So now you're in b'di'eved mode. So b'di'eved, you don't have to make a new bracha, and you could bench in the new place. So he could nagu lahakel nagu lahatir that he nagu lahatir to do that. But tzarich lizar to eat there at least a kazayas of pas. Bein lasos came elaleisa tzarich lusudas mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah does not make such a stipulation that it should only be for a sudas mitzvah. In other words, it is sort of a b'di'evet, the kitzur holds. The Mishnah Berurah adds two important things. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah makes no stipulation that it should be for a sudas mitzvah. In other words, you want to join your friends for shal sudas because you want to sing zmiris. So you wash in your house and you eat, you make hamotzi, and you have a mind you're going to continue the meal somewhere else. So going to the Mishnah Berurah, that's perfectly okay. And it doesn't even, you don't have to have a mitzvah reason. The Mishnah Berurah also says you should have it in mind when you wash and make on the Tilas Yudayim. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch only talks about Bishas Bichas Hamotzi. The Mishnah Berurah says also when you wash and make on the Tilas Yudayim, that the meal will encompass that other place as well.
He says you need both times or
both
that place?
Both. You look out the window and you go, yikes, there goes the sun. Then you come back. He'll talk about that you have to wash. Which I do every meal, just about. Every Friday night, yeah. Even if it lasted more than a half hour, so it's really not called technically a Shinas Haroi anymore. Late Mikri Hefzik. It's in the middle of the meal. You don't have to make a new amotzi when you wake up. Chayim Hefzik B'Shar Divrei Harishus. Because I chose to in the cover of the Kiyotzibo. When we come and come b'chol elu, there was enough Hesach Hadas that you need to wash again. Boy, the Tzil Shadayim Echadosh B'Shub Da'avi Hesach Hadas. Elam Kain Shomar Yodov, which let's say by sleeping, you put your head down, usually that's the case. Not like you're sleeping in bed where your hand touches every part of your body. Yeah. But maybe it's a good idea to wash again anyway. Achlo Yivarech Al Hanatila. Yibishun Hezach Adas, Ein Mavarchen Al Hanatila. The Bir Alocha, there's a long Bir Alocha about that. Like at what point? The Bir Alocha considers it inconceivable that at some point you don't even have to make a new Tilas Yudayim. In the middle of the meal, you go to shul to daven, you want to daven on a minyan, you live down the block. go to shul, you daven, I don't know. At some point, it's such a huge hefsek. It's not clear. To be honest, it's not so clear. But certainly at some point, you should always wash again. At what point do you make Alatila Shadayim again? It's not so clear. It's like a judgment call. I'd say if you went outside the house and you went to daven mincha, that's like a big hefsek. Certainly if it's Erev Yom Kippur. Okay.
You'd better not wash me.
I better have to go.